Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How good, Lord, to be here. How good, Lord, to be right here, right now. Peter says that in today's gospel reading. My mom said it about being at church or in a Bible study. Maybe you're saying it right now to yourself. It's good and blessed and empowering to be here. Maybe you need comfort. Or maybe you need to feel the presence of God. Maybe you need the helpfulness of your brothers and sisters sitting around you today. And it's here. It's all here. It was also there on the Mount of Transfiguration. How good, Lord, to be here. In the gospel today, we find ourselves on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus, with Peter, James, and John, who I usually call the PJs, but also with Moses and Elijah and a voice from heaven. It's an amazing day. Now, we call this Sunday, this story, Transfiguration, but the Greek word that we get that from is also the word we use for metamorphosis. Something happens today. Now, it could be the glowing, you know, the face like the sun and the clothes that are dazzling white, and I think that that's all part of it. But I also believe that the transfiguration, the metamorphosis, is that Jesus stands before the PJs alongside Moses and Elijah. And he's not a shy sort of also-ran character, but Jesus stands as the keynote among all those really heavy hitters. Moses and Elijah are there as God's heroes of old. They represent the law and the prophets. These two men, they tried their best to bring God's message of salvation and love to God's people. Now, I think it would have been really amazing to be in their presence. And Jesus is there on that mountain speaking with them as the fulfillment of the law and prophets. You see, everything that Moses and Elijah had taught and done were fulfilled in Jesus. But Jesus is also trying to bring the message of God's salvation and love to the people. The time has come for Jesus to turn his face towards Jerusalem. The time has come for Jesus to begin to finish the ministry that he was given. So he spends some time there on the mountain with his friends, Peter, James, and John, but also with Moses and Elijah, in order to find the strength, the peace, the hope that he is going to need as he walks his path to Jerusalem and crucifixion. How good, Lord, to be here. Now, I will admit that that has always kind of sounded weird to hear Peter talk about building booths or tents or dwelling places or whatever. This year, it kind of makes sense to me because it is good to be there on that mountain. And for Peter and James and John and the people of their day and age, hospitality is important. Peter is volunteering to help make those major players comfortable. He recognizes how helpful this moment can be and invites them all to stay a while. I think Peter is just amazed that he gets to be a part of that moment at all. So he encourages all of them to stay a while. How good, Lord, to be here. But there is something more going on. God has another purpose. It's not supposed to be tenting tonight in the old campground for the PJs, Jesus and Moses and Elijah. God has another purpose, and it's driven home by that voice from heaven. This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. This is a message for the PJs. It's a message for all of us. Jesus is not Moses all over again. Jesus is not Elijah, written bigger and bolder. Jesus is the Son of God, God the Son. He is the Messiah, the chosen one, and we are called to listen to him, to learn from him, to follow him. While it might be good to be here on the Mount, we have things to do in the world. Jesus knew that he had something to finish. It was why he was spending some time with Moses and Elijah to begin with. But Jesus was continuing a purpose to teach and care. Hence, listen to him. Jesus has a continuing purpose, which is our salvation. And so they must keep going. Down the mountain they go and back into the world, back to the crowd, back to the people, back to the ones who need the help and the love and the care, back to it all. You see, from the beginning of his ministry in Nazareth and Capernaum, when Jesus was shouting out, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." From there to the Sermon on the Mount, to all of his miracles and his stories, Jesus has been calling us to love and service for the world around us. Jesus wants us to help him create an atmosphere where we can all say, wherever we are, "How good, Lord, to be here." And so we come, and we listen, we sing, we add our prayer and our praise and our thanksgiving. We come and receive the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. We come and we drown our old sinful selves. We come for the strength and guidance, the peace and the hope needed to go into the world as God's children, to go into the world as followers of Jesus, to go into the world as bringers of love and builders of the kingdom. How good, Lord, here. But then Jesus urges us off the mountaintops and back into the world because Jesus wants us to see how good, Lord, to be here in the world. Jesus wants us to recognize how good it is to love and care for our neighbors, especially the ones that the world has thrown out. The ones we are being urged by others to forget or ignore. How good to love and care for them, as well as our friends and our family, as well as the neighbors and strangers and even enemies. Jesus wants us to recognize how good it is to be kind. Sometimes it's easy to see the ones who need kindness, and it's good to be there for them. But sometimes it's the people who irritate us most that need our kindness. And it's still good to be there for them, even if it's difficult to recognize the need or especially recognize our ability to provide that kindness. The world around us needs kindness, maybe more than anything else at times. And we are blessed with the ability to share God's kindness and mercy as we follow Jesus and we listen to him. Jesus wants us to recognize how good it is to forgive those who sin against us or even to forgive ourselves. Jesus wants us to see how good it is to feed and help, to bring peace and hope, to make God's vision for the kingdom into our mission. Jesus' ministry is to make God's love manifest for all. In his living and loving, through his suffering and death, to his resurrection from the dead, Jesus was showing us the height and the depth and the breadth of God's love for all creation. Jesus stops on this mountain of transfiguration to confer with God's servants, to find strength for the ministry to come, and to show us all the glory of God right here among us. How good, Lord, to be here. Yet we may not remain. But since you bid us leave the mount, come with us to the plain. May the presence of Christ go with us as we bring God's grace and glory to the world. Amen.